Every summer, the longest race in the world takes place. It is held in Queens, New York. It's called the Self-Transcendence 3100-mile race. And in this race, athletes, you can look it up, athletes are invited to run 3,100 miles in 52 days. I'll let you know I won't drive 3,100 miles in 52 days. And in this race, contestants are invited to run and become. Now, runners begin at 6 o'clock in the morning and run for extended periods of time. And they, whenever they need to take a break, they take a break. Now, the goal is to run 59.6 miles a day. And if you do 59.6 miles a day in 52 days, you will complete this race. Now, the record is held by a man from Finland by the name of, I'm going to try to pronounce this Finnish man's name, Ashprenahl Aalto. There it is. I'm sticking by it. He started on June the 14th, 2015, and he began at 6 o'clock in the morning running around a huge block, which was a half a mile lap, which was a half a mile lap. He did this. He kept going for some 40 days with a total of 5,649 laps, for a total of 3,100 miles. Aalto finished the fastest and broke the world record by almost a full day. Isn't that freaking amazing? It is to me. Now, last year, the tryouts, they fielded tryouts, and there were 21 applicants. It's not like they're going to have a million people show up for this, right? There were 21 applicants, and 14 of these applicants were accepted. And one of the race directors said this: we need to make sure that they can get along with other people. Amen, right? Got to make sure all the contestants can get along with other people, and that they aren't just driven by personal glory. We're looking for runners who want to test themselves and who are seeking to run the race for a sense of harmony and balance. I just love that. Now, the Apostle Paul would agree with this idea, except the Apostle Paul isn't talking about running a physical race. What the Apostle Paul is talking about is running the race of faith. And throughout his writings, he makes reference several times to the race of faith. In 1 Corinthians 9:24, he says, "Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it." In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, he writes, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." And in this morning's scripture reading that Terry read for us, Hebrews 12, 1 through 2, "Therefore we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight, the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." Now, the early church knew this. It was important to run the race, okay? It is important to run the race. Running the race of faith doesn't mean that our lives mean that we have to be healthy and money in the bank and our kids behaving and all is right, that our own political preferences get met, that economics is all good and said and done, and that everything is right with the world. Paul gives us some examples of people who ran the race and suffered. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. In other words, people were tortured and were given the chance to repent from their belief in Jesus Christ so that the torturing would quit, but they didn't quit. They didn't refuse Jesus. Others received mocking and flogging and chains and imprisonment. Others were stoned to death and sawn in two. You heard me right. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and lived in caves and holes in the ground. These were Christians who remained faithful, running the race of faith, believing. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised. In other words, they didn't receive the good things, right? The blessings that we ourselves experience, right? They didn't receive these things. They continued on in the march of faith in spite of all the sufferings that they endured. I can imagine that these runners in this 3,100-mile race every now and then question as to whether they can actually finish the race. Faith is difficult because it involves enduring pain. Last Sunday, I said, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, quoting from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In other words, if we have hope in a better life, if we have hope for healing, if we have hope for good things in our life, if it isn't grounded in our faith in Jesus Christ, then it's just wishful thinking. Our faith is grounded in Jesus Christ. And that is our hope. And running this race of faith, we remain faithful in all things, even in our suffering, even in our struggles. We don't let our struggles and our sufferings and our conflicts and the difficulties that we experience in life be the template for who we are in Jesus Christ. It is not. We remain firm in our hope to the promise that God gives us, that we have strength for the day and hope for tomorrow. There are some people that aren't running the race of faith. We've heard of the rat race, right? Well, I'm telling you, the rat race is here in Mason, Texas, too. Just want to let you know. I performed a funeral for the neighbor of a member of my church in a church far away in a land long ago, far at the time, far away, you know, way, you won't know these people. It's my practice to do weddings and baptisms and funerals for folks so that people can have a good experience with the church. All right? I do that. So a member of my church comes and says, you know, my neighbor died and they didn't have a church and wanted to know if you would be willing to do the funeral, and I'd be happy to. So I went and visited with a family, and all I got from the family was that he was a good golfer. You know, at the funeral, you know, I was digging, right? I was digging for something faithful to say about this person, right? And all he was a good golfer. At the funeral, they had a table and pictures and ribbons and little trophies of tournaments that he had won. And he was a pretty good golfer. And I'm just praying that he had a faith community, that he had a secret life of faith to run the perseverance. He must have run the golf race and not the race of faith. Sometimes we run the race of fear. Sometimes we run the race of worry. How can we run the race faithfully? Well, Paul gives us three recommendations that I'll briefly share with you. In chapter 12, verse 1 of Hebrews, Paul recommends that we get rid of any unnecessary weight. We get rid of any unnecessary weight. And what the weight of faith can be is that the weight of that distracts us from our faith is what he's talking about. So the weight of worry, the weight of resentments, okay? I want to speak just briefly about resentments. Sometimes I give my resentments to the Lord, sometimes every day, until they're able to go away. There's people in my life that I need to forgive, you know, an average of every 2 to 3 weeks, right? You know, just because I give them up to the Lord, and just because I forgive someone doesn't mean that that doesn't come back, because they do. And so to give him up to the Lord is what we're asked to do, so that I can be faithful in that race of faith. Give up any weight that we have, any worry that we have, any fear that we have, any resentments, any unforgiveness that we have in our hearts. We need to do that. Think the next thing is to have endurance and perseverance. Paul talks about endurance and perseverance in chapter 12, verse 1. You know, endure, persevere. And sometimes we run the race of faith as if it were a 100-yard dash, right? Oh, my gosh, I'm glad I'm through that. Amen. Now we go back to living our regular life and our prayer life isn't so diligent, right? You know, or we read a book or go on a retreat and say, God, that was really good. And we get all inspired. Then we go back to our old ways, right? That's so natural. That's so human. It's so human. But this isn't a sprint. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon of life, of faith. And the last thing that we're to do is run with Jesus before us. Look into Jesus, the pioneer of our faith. Jesus is the pioneer of our faith. And you know, Jesus suffered, right? And we are to suffer along with Jesus in our faithfulness. That's what I tell pastors who are going through a hard time. You know, they're going through difficult times in their work. And I said, well, you're suffering along with Jesus. Get over it, buttercup. You know, just deal with it. You know? Deal with it. It's okay to suffer along with Jesus and to look to Jesus always. And I know that you all have taken long, long trips, right? And what brings you home is the destination. That long journey, that inspiration of coming home to that familiar house, the familiar smells, the familiar bed, the familiar pillow, the familiar kitchen, the familiarity that inspires us. So Jesus is the pioneer that we look to always as we look forward to coming home from a long trip. This last Friday, I went to go pick up Joshua for the weekend. He goes to school on Tuesday like we do here in Mason, and I had him for the weekend, and I took him fishing on the Llano River. Didn't catch any fish, caught a lot of memories. Like Merle Haggard says, memories are stronger than time, right? I love that line. So I baptized him again. I don't know if that first baptism took, but I went ahead just to make sure. I baptized him again. And on the way, I had a car. And on it had a big old bumper sticker that read this: "Never mind the car, my treasure is in heaven." Isn't that great? Never mind the car, my treasure is in heaven. And that's the race we're running. That's the ultimate promise. That is our goal in this world, that we may live life abundantly and eternally in peace in the next. Run the race, my friends. Let this not be a sprint. Let us be like those athletes in the 3100 race, where we can humble ourselves to work together where no one of us gains the prize, but that everyone finishes the race as one. May it be so in your life and your faith as we run faithfully to the finish line. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.